From the newsroom at news.com.au.
Hi, I'm Lexi Cartwright.
And I'm Andrew Bucklow.
And this is the latest from the newsroom. It's Tuesday, the 8th of June.
The Australian Federal Police have pulled off the sting of the century. So they infiltrated an app used by organised crime and could read all of their communications. The AFP will allege senior Australian mafia figures, feared bikies and members linked to overseas drug cartels have been exposed by the sting. Police say they foiled 21 murder plots while the trafficking of billions of dollars worth of drugs into Australia, money laundering and gun running were all exposed. More than 100 people have been charged so far.
To Victoria, and Melbourne is set for a lockdown reprieve on Friday. Senior government sources have told the Herald Sun they are very confident the lockdown won't be extended again unless there is a dramatic rise in mystery cases. Some restrictions are likely to remain, including mask wearing indoors and bans or caps on home gatherings and public get-togethers.
In other news, Amazon founder Jeff Bezos will fly into space next month on the first human flight launched by his Blue Origin rocket firm.
I want to go on this flight because it's a thing I've wanted to do all my life. It's an adventure. It's a big deal for me. I invited my brother to come on this first flight because we're closest friends.
I really want you to come with me. Would you?
Are you serious?
I am. I think it would be meaningful.
Bezos and his brother Mark will travel on the first crewed flight of the company's new Shepard capsule next month. The company is auctioning off the third spot, and that bidding is already at more than $3 million.
Ooh.
The trip will last a total of 10 minutes and will reach more than 100 kilometres above Earth.
To sport, Adam Goodes has rejected an offer to be inducted into the AFL Hall of Fame. The Swans legend quit the game in 2015, partly due to racial taunts from footy crowds. He was a unanimous first-year selection for induction by the Hall of Fame committee, but Goodes has informed the AFL he won't be accepting the honour.
We'll be back in a moment.
Hey, I'm Felicity Harley and I host Healthy-ish, where we chat to experts, influencers and people in the know from around the globe to arm you with the knowledge to make healthier decisions for your mind, body and soul.
I think if we're going to be focusing on health, like sleep is probably the biggest component of that.
I think sleep is the cornerstone.
Like choose the harder option because I've never woken up and gone, I regret that run that I went at 4 a.m. I've never done that.
Search for Healthy-ish and Extra Healthy-ish wherever you get your podcasts.
To royal news, Prince Harry rang the Queen to ask her for permission to name his daughter Lilibet, which is the monarch's nickname. Now, some royal commentators called the choice of name rude and demeaning and insisted that only Prince Philip called Her Majesty Lilibet. But it's since been revealed the Queen gave her blessing.
And finally, actor Colin Farrell did the Brisbane Marathon on the weekend. He finished the race in less than 4 hours and received a huge ovation as he crossed the line.
Colin Farrell is entering the home straight. Let's give it up for Colin Farrell, famous Hollywood actor, Colin Farrell!
Farrell is in Australia filming a new movie called 13 Lives, which is about the Thailand cave rescue from 2018.
Good on him. And if you want news.com.au with fewer ads and member rewards, get news.com.au premium today at news.com.au/premium membership.
That's it from the newsroom. We'll be back with another update in the Arvo.
Your update from news.com.au.
Are you ready to get an inside look at crime from someone who has investigated some of Australia's worst crimes?
It was like Aladdin's cave. The luminol found bloodied footprints and bloodied handprints on a wall. So it's just like a horror movie.
Former homicide detective Gary Jubelin sits down with cops, crims, addicts, victims, small-time cheats and big-town lawyers as they tell their incredible stories.
My house got raided. Next thing you know, I got bail refused. Next thing you know, I'm on a truck to Parklea Prison.
Listen to I Catch Killers early and ad-free on Crimex Plus on Apple Podcasts today or wherever you get your podcasts.